Welcome to this timeless place, Adkins Arboretum on the eastern shore of Maryland. Nestled between the Chesapeake Bay to the west and Delaware and the vast Atlantic Ocean to the east, this landscape has evolved and transformed along with the people who have called it home. Shorelines change, rivers carve new paths through forests thick with pine, oak, and hickory trees. Humans have lived here for thousands of years. Nearly 400 years ago, people from across the ocean arrived and brought with them enslaved men, women, and children. For the next three centuries, the struggle between freedom and slavery waged across the land, including right here. Today, we will explore this story and the relationship between the landscape and those who sought freedom. We'll rediscover their voices and use their words to tell of their journey. Look around, gaze through the thickets and forests, across these fields and streams. Men and women crossed a landscape much like this one, maybe a little older, a little denser, or a little more open, in search of a better life, for themselves and for their children. In this timeless place, their spirit remains. It belongs here. So do you. You are as much a part of this story as the tulip poplar and the sassafras tree. As much a part of this ongoing journey as the river and the meadow. We share the legacy of both the freedom seeker and the slaveholder. Along the way, as those in bondage sought freedom, they would find both obstacles and opportunities. An example is right in front of your eyes. Notice the tall sweet gum tree, just beyond the fork in the road, ahead to the left. Overhead, its branches reach toward the sky. Below, at any time of the year, spiky seed pods litter the ground. This tree provides shade and shelter, and its sap can treat wounds and soothe skin. But to an escaping slave, fleeing through the dark night, often without shoes, stepping on a sweet gum pod, crying out in pain, could lead to capture. The slave catchers were never far behind. This landscape, at your fingertips and beneath your feet, was a witness to both the hunters and the hunted. It provided both shelter and danger. Follow the path to your right, towards the bridge. The path to freedom begins in the woods.